Hawaii's electric utility is admitting that its power line started the first of the deadly wildfires on Maui this month, but is also faulting local fire officials. Hawaiian Electric Company released a statement responding to a lawsuit from Maui County, faulting the utility for not shutting down its power lines in extremely high winds. Hawaiian Electric admitting for the first time the initial fire on August 8th does appear to have been caused by power lines that fell in high winds. But the company says it de-energized the lines and they had been off for 6 hours before the second blaze started. Hawaiian Electric appears to be blaming county firefighters for declaring the first blaze contained and leaving the scene, allowing that second wildfire to break out nearby and spread into a deadly inferno. I'm Jackie Quinn.